Why don't you all just maybe let's just go around and share anything that's going on in terms of, how your clients are responding to you and how you're feeling about, you know, the execution of some of the items that we've been going through recently, and tell me how you're feeling about it. So maybe let's start with Amir. How's it going, Amir? See that smile on your face. It's time to report in. I don't hear you. You're muted.
Everything's going well. I think as time goes on, we keep, Joe keeps adding more clients to the call schedule.
Okay.
On a quarterly basis, they seem pretty pleased. So.
Okay. Good. How about you, Mr. Friedman? How are things going?
Yes. So added some clients to the schedule and hearing comments from clients, thank you for the call. Looking forward to the quarterly, or the monthly, depending on the client. So I think I had a call last night with a client's child, adult child who doesn't have a large amount with me, but putting some money under management. I said, we're going to be doing a quarterly call. Please, any questions, we get back to you with the answers, I think they were quite pleased to hear that we are going to be doing and having a schedule for calls. Okay. So I think that's
good. That's good. Good, good,
good. Just back in the office a couple of days, so catching up now that I'm back in the office, I have the ability to print and to look at accounts and to do more segmentation that couldn't really do without the printer.
Sure. Okay. Good. Mijanu, anything to share?
I mean, I would agree with Joe. We've heard a lot of gratitude, especially considering everybody's nervous right now and they're not feeling because of politics and COVID and all that stuff. And they're not feeling like they have to reach out to us because we're being proactive. Also now they're really getting a full understanding of our process, which I think is helping.
Good. You're getting the team on the same page. Everybody's got, their roles and they've been delegated and you're articulating that to the client, so they feel good about that. Denora, tell me about what's going on with you.
I think, excuse me, let me clear my throat. Yeah, so I see that things are kind of like falling into place as far as, who's doing what and where are we overlapping. And I seem to see that there is more consistency. And that we continue to go forward. And, I didn't think that it was going to happen in a week. I know it's a process, but I think we're on the right track.
Okay. That's good.
We've also been doing our morning huddles, which I think are very helpful.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's good. All right. So we're still waiting for Nicole.
By the way,
go ahead.
Nicole says, it says waiting.
Oh.
Is there anyone to admit yet?
Having problems getting on.
Let's see. Here we go.
Got it?
I just admitted Nicole. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
She must have been getting nervous over there that we weren't going to admit her or talking about her.
I'll mention that. Nicole, are you with us? Nicole, can you hear us yet? Oh, she went out.
Joe, one of my clients that I was talking with today had her iRobot on in the background and it was making her dog bark. And I realized that I should get mine out since Nellie's off this week. But the sound drives me crazy.
iRobot.
Yeah.
Modern era, the Jetsons. I don't know if you ever remember the Jetsons.
Joe even named his.
Oh.
Okay. Rosie.
Still waiting for Nicole here.
Can anybody hear the bang bang sound from Amir's
speaker? Let me mute myself.
I'm very noise sensitive. Unlike my dog. I wish I could show you him because he is sound asleep.
Oh, really?
And he's wearing a Madras bow tie today.
Oh, wow. So what type of dog is he?
He's a red golden retriever.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yes, he is.
All right, we're still waiting for Nicole.
We can start, no? Yeah.
Yeah, except that we would want Nicole to hear our...
Yeah, we're going to be giving a pitch to me on your delegated duties and responsibilities. And it'll be like, I'm the client. And... Mm-hmm. You know, I've come into your office or I'm on Zoom and, you're going to articulate what you do on the team. And then afterwards, I'll give you a little bit of a critique.
Okay.
And you know, you don't have to worry about, me critiquing you or being harsh or being embarrassed. Just let it go. Let it out. That's how we learn. That's how we get better.
Okay.
Well, one question that I would have is, you know, as the like lead FAs on the team for Joe and I.
Yes.
I think we kind of went over this before and we did our own little team thing where we critiqued each other.
Okay.
Between these calls. But how granular are we getting in that?
Well, what I would want you to do is do it as if you're doing it for real. And, you know, and this, let's call this as a mandate or a big piece of business that your team is trying to win. And, I showed up at your office and now you want to tell me, and I may have some questions for you, but you're going to tell me what you do for the team. Okay.
Okay.
So Nicole.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. I had technical difficulties.
Joe.
Okay, wait, am I starting with my intro?
Oh, I lost mine.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
But what happened to Curtis? He froze.
Oh. Yeah, Curtis is gone. Oh.
Well, the good news is this is being recorded, so.
Read mine to you guys then?
Should we wear masks? Is anybody going to squeal on me?
Yeah.
If I don't wear a mask?
You have to wear a mask if you're standing up from your desk. I will not squeal on you, I will squeal at you.
I'm ready.
I like your mask.
Okay, well, I'm going to share mine with you guys so you can tell me what you think, because I think I need some changes still. Okay. My role on this team is Director of Client Services. We can change that. I'm the first point of contact for client services and communications and interface with our team to resolve your needs in a timely manner. I'm also in charge of all meeting scheduling, account updates, introducing clients to our online services, and more.
Repeat it again.
Wait, but you could hear the whole thing, right? Because I'm having like major issues here.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I heard everything.
Okay. I'm toggling between my Mac and my Citrix because my phone wasn't working. I usually join from my phone. Okay, so my role on this team is Director of Client Services. I am the first point of contact for client services and communications and interface with our team to resolve your needs in a timely manner. I'm also in charge of all meeting scheduling, account updates, introducing clients to our online services, and more.
I don't like resolve your needs.
Okay.
Answer any and all questions and address any and all questions.
Okay.
More than resolve your needs.
Okay.
They don't know what their needs are. They just know they have questions.
Okay. And I wasn't sure like what title to call myself, so that's a placeholder for now until we figure those out.
And what did you call yourself?
I called myself Director of Client Services.
Director.
Why don't you call
yourself Senior Director?
I'm just going to call myself President.
Yeah.
Why not, man? Go for the stars.
I like Director.
I like put it out there if it comes true, right?
Exactly.
I like it. I like Director. Director of Client Communications, you said?
So last time you said communications, but I thought about client services.
Client services.
And then when I say I'm the first point of contact for client services and communications.
Uh-huh. All right.
Do you like it, Joe?
I mean, we started at one place, and then as we hear how it sounds out, we can change words, you know? So,
yeah.
It's gotta also be comfortable for you to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Mijanu, overall?
I like the critique about, you know, answering questions, maybe somehow saying that you're not necessarily going to be the person, you can be the person who guides them,
mm-hmm.
or brings the appropriate team member to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of the coordinator.
Yeah. I thought that too. Like how do I say, like I might be the one actually working with them, or I might bring in, I had one of my other pitches, I direct clients to the appropriate team member.
Yeah, the problem is you're using the word director and then you're saying you're directing.
Well, I took that out, but that was part of what I previously had on a different version.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good because that sounds like you're passing the buck. Which nobody does here. We take responsibility, you know. Passing doesn't sound good.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, I have that out. I have interface with our team, or should I also take that out?
Well, I think that, I don't know about the word interface, but whatever the word is, it's nice to have the clients know that if they are at a loss of who to go to mm-hmm. for a specific question, that you're always there for that guidance. Right. So, you know, if they want to know about taking losses because their accountant calls them and they're like, well, do I call Joe? Do I call Amir? Do I call Mizu? Do I, you know, and they're going through that, then they can call you and tell you what they're trying to accomplish, and then you can
mm-hmm.
guide them.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks.
So that way they don't always have to memorize what each of our roles is.
Right. Okay.
And they're never bothering us, you know?
Right.
You responded to Nadine's email yesterday concerning she wanted you to touch base with her?
I have to look and see what ended up happening with that, because I think I thought you responded to Nadine.
I responded to the first email, and then she said, oh, she sent it a little bit too early, the rest of the email. And there was a second email that I thought maybe she wanted you or both.
Yeah. So you're referring to the how should I proceed? That second email where she said, oops.
Yeah.
And then she said, how should I proceed?
Yeah.
I did not, because I think she's going to need to talk to us.
All right. And she was available same day. All right. So you'll let me know. All right, so looking at my role, I had some help from Nicole that wrote it down from last time. I have been at Morgan Stanley and predecessor firms for 35 years. My goal and mantra in this business, mantra is a word that I don't need to use, is helping high net worth clients with their investment portfolios, which includes positioning, allocation, and growth of long-term assets, growth of assets long-term. My focuses are on the fixed income markets, including municipals, preferreds, and high yields. And the alternative space, hedge funds, credit funds, equity funds, and the equity markets.
Can you read it again, please?
Yeah. My name is Joe Friedman. I have been at Morgan Stanley and predecessor firms for 35 years. My objective for the past...
Internet going down, and I'm on Xfinity, which is generally pretty reliable, so I have to apologize for that. While we're talking, I will try to get it back up. So this is the first time this has happened to me on a call. They were out making repairs in the neighborhood yesterday, so I apologize for that. So is everybody still with me?
Yes. We're all here. We were reading our introductions to each other.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get started by phone. And if I'm able to, connect again via, Zoom, I'll do that. So what I thought we would do is I'll set this up. I'm a prospective client who has come into your office, and I'm very wealthy, and you all now want to win me over as a client, and you're now going to articulate what each member of the team is going to do. So I'm going to hand it off to Misha Nu, and she will introduce herself and each member of the team and articulate what she does for the team. And you can just call me by my first name, Curtis. So let me flip it to you, Misha Nu, and you can go ahead and tell me what it is, why we're meeting today.
Hi, Curtis. It's nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
I wish you had seen my face when you said I was going to go first. So, Curtis, my name is Misha Nu Spertl. I am a certified financial planner who's been with Morgan Stanley, or predecessor firm, since 1999. I partnered with Joe Friedman in order to expand my capabilities and to form a team that's focused on financial planning-based asset management with strong client service. I oversee our team's portfolio management, review, monitor, and advise on clients' financial plans, and work to engage clients' families in the financial planning process. And then
okay. All right. So that sounds good. So in the financial planning process, you know, how do we go about developing the plan? What do you do in that regard?
We will discuss with you your current financial picture, getting into the details of that picture, looking into what assets you hold, what liabilities you have, and then we will work with you on goals and what those goals might be, placing them into short, long, and midterm goals, and then looking at the assets that you have and how they can be managed appropriately to achieve each of those goals.
Okay, that sounds good. What's next?
Then we will look at asset allocation appropriate for your goals and for your comfort level with the markets. Okay. We will form different strategies that are geared to achieve the goals. And those strategies, and then each will have a different allocation. We will look at what the overall allocation would be, and then where the appropriate percentages should be in order to achieve each of your goals. So, for instance, if you have a goal of purchasing a house for your son, because I believe you have a son that you were mentioning to me that you were going to be purchasing a home for within the next 5 years, we would want to make sure that those assets were dollar good and ready and liquid for you to achieve that goal. Whereas next generation inheritance planning would be a longer term goal, so we might use different asset classes and investment strategies toward that goal. And then we would monitor it. We would have meetings and monitor the goals, if the goals are changing, adjusting them, and making sure that we are geared to achieve them.
Okay. All right. Now, you have articulated what you do very, very well, and I was actually looking for you to go to the next member of the team and make that introduction.
Okay.
The only recommendation I would have is that you, you know, use some type of probe. How does that sound to you, Curtis? Have you had a financial plan done recently? Okay. And that might be a great probe for you. Okay. Now what you're going to do is you're going to take the lead and you're going to introduce the next member of the team, which would be Joe, and just, you know, kind of go down the list. You're taking the lead, Misha Nu. Go ahead.
And so once we have established that financial plan, I'd like for you to meet Joe, my partner, and he can speak a little bit about what he does on the team.
Okay. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Curtis, I'm very well. My name is Joe Friedman. I've been at Morgan Stanley for 35 plus years. My 35 okay. plus years here have been dealing with a more sophisticated clientele and helping these high net worth clients with their portfolios, their investments, and their positioning / allocation. My focus over this 35 plus years has been in the fixed income markets, which includes tax-free bonds, preferreds, high yields, the alternative market, including hedge funds, private equity and credit funds, and the equity markets using mainly individual equity stock positions.
Okay.
Would glad to, we always start by reviewing clients' portfolios, understanding what they own, why they have it, understanding the allocations they currently have, and helping you with the proper positioning of portfolios going forward.
Okay. All right. Let's move to Amir. So Mijanu, you're going to introduce Amir.
Go ahead.
I also think that I should include in there that I've joined up my business with Mijanu because I recognize the importance of financial planning and allocation of portfolios, and also recognizing that having a team manage a high net worth relationship gives our clients the best of all worlds.
Okay. I like that. That's good. That's very good. I'm going to give you a little bit of more of a critique after we've heard from everybody else. So go ahead and continue, please, Mijanu.
I would like to introduce you now to Amir. Amir joined our team recently as an analyst, although we've been working with Amir and experiencing his qualifications for several years as a part of our Morgan Stanley office. Amir?
Hi, Curtis. My name is Amir Morali. Pleasure to meet you.
Hey, good to meet you, Amir.
Curtis, I'm a financial planning specialist and analyst for the team. I focus on constructing and implementing financial plans, which serve as an investment architecture for us to follow. By following this holistic approach, my partners and I are able to properly manage cash flows, liquidity needs, investment time horizon, creative tax efficient strategies, and reduce unnecessary risk.
Okay. So back to you, Mijanu.
We have also an amazing client service team, and I would first like to introduce you to Denora.
Okay.
Hi, Curtis. My name is Denora. I've been with the firm for about 27 years now, in the capacity of a, registered associate. In my, some of my responsibilities on the team, include, onboarding new clients, opening accounts, guiding clients through the paperwork and process, handling other service needs as they arise, such as disbursement requests, trade executions, placement of orders, alternative investments, and more.
And you're welcome to tell me anything you want about this.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We also have Nicole on the client service side of our team. Nicole?
Hi, Curtis. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, too. Thank you. And it's nice to meet you. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Nicole Kotwals, and my role on this team includes Director of Client Services. I'm the first point of contact for client services and communications and coordinate with our team to answer and address any and all questions in a timely manner. If you're ever unsure who to contact, feel free to reach out to me first. We keep our lines of communication open always. I'm also in charge of all meeting scheduling, account updates, introducing clients to our online services, and more.
Okay. All right. Okay, so here's a couple of thoughts and suggestions, okay? Now, the lead person is going to be Mijanu. So you want to set this up. So it might go like this, kind of a creative opening in the very beginning. You know, Curtis, welcome and thank you for joining us today. And, you know, you describe your name. You know, I'm Mijanu, and, you know, I'm the senior FA on the team. And part of my responsibility is to make sure that we're coordinating the investment and planning activities of the team. This team has been together for a while, and everyone has a tremendous amount of experience, of which we are very, very proud of. And we're going to bring the collective wisdom of this team to bring to bear on your specific situation. Now, first of all, before I'm going to introduce each member of the team. So now you're going to go do that. And each member of the team, including myself, is going to explain exactly what we do and what our roles are. So first of all, my role on the team, as the lead financial advisor, is to make sure that we are delivering what I call a concierge practice. And what that means is you're going to be contacted on a regularly scheduled basis 12 times per year. That's once per month. And each of the calls will last from 20 minutes to no more than a half an hour. We conduct four reviews, with two of the reviews being in person and the other two being either virtual given the pandemic, or they'll be telephonic. And at that time, what we'll do is we'll review your portfolio, we'll look at asset allocation, and we'll make sure that we're on track with your financial plan. And how does that sound to you so far, you know, Mr. Brown? Oh, wow, that's pretty good. So now what I want to do, Mr. Brown, is any questions before I move over to my partner? No questions. Now, let me introduce you to my partner, Joe Friedman. Joe, why don't you give Mr. Brown a synopsis of your role on the team and what you do? Then Joe is going to go in and support what it is that you say. Yes, I am one of the key relationship managers on the team. My specialty is fixed income and equities, and with an eye toward tax minimization strategies. So we'll work together on the portfolios. The portfolios that I'm responsible for, I am the key relationship manager, and I will also rely on the expertise within the team with each team member. Okay, so you finish saying your spiel, and then Mijanu then says, thank you, Joe. Let me introduce you to Amir. And Amir brings some very special skills to the table, and we're very proud of the work that Amir does. So you pump them up, pump up each of your team members, Mijanu. So Amir then says, look, okay, let me slow down. Was there a question?
So let me go to Kathy. Let me just make sure that I'm the right thing.
Okay. So, so then what we do is we go to the next person. So again, Mijanu, you're taking the lead. I'd like to introduce you to one of our other colleagues who's got a very important and vital role on the team. Amir, why don't you please articulate your role and your value for the team? And he goes on and gives his dialogue. As part of this team, you know, we're delivering a concierge service, and part of that is to make sure that each client has a roadmap, a financial plan that guides them through the myriad of investment opportunities that exist, you know, with our firm. As part of what I do is I take a very detailed profile of your interest, your goals, and I look at your assets, and we put together a roadmap on where we go. We're going to ask you questions about what you want to do with your future. We're going to look at succession management. How do we handle the kids? You know, any important topics that are important to you regarding planning, we discuss with you. So now, you have Amir articulating the value he brings to the team. Now, Amir gives a signal when he's done. He says, okay, back to you, Mijanu. Then Mijanu says, you know, we've got some very capable individuals that are part of our branding and part of our supportive relationships on this team. And they're the glue that kind of keeps it all together. So first, let me introduce Dinara. So Dinara is then going to go in and describe, look, I've been in the business for 27 years, very knowledgeable, and I can cut through any operational morass. As part of our concierge practice, we want to provide you with a one-hour response to problems with a 24-hour resolution. And if we can't do that, we're going to certainly be calling you back and letting you know. Okay, so that's my role on the team. Back to you, Mijanu. Mijanu then introduces Nicole. Nicole then articulates her value on the team. And I think that, you know, you all have all of the, I'm not going to give Nicole's speech for her. I thought that you did, you know, very, 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 very well. And but I think what you want to do is tie your role to the concierge practice and how you make that work. So you tell, you sell, and you let them know that you're very, very excited to be working with Mr. Brown. So give me some enthusiasm, make me feel good, and now we're going to go into a close. So now it's back to Mijanu. And so, you know, I want you to understand here that, you know, we work with a limited number of client relationships to try to provide you with the best service and give you that concierge practice that you so deserve. Are there any questions for us before we start the enrollment process? No, that sounds really, really good. Let's go ahead and let's get enrolled. Okay. Now, let's kind of digest that for a minute. And I did it very quickly. Sorry for that. But tell me, let's go around the table. What did you pick up? What did you get from what I just told you? Amir.
Yeah, I mean, your role or introduction for myself seemed quite a bit more natural than what I produced, so that was good.
Okay. So look, you all are good. You've got all this experience. So now what we want to do is we want to let them know that they are in good hands. They're dealing with the best of the best. Okay? So let's go to Joe. Joe, what did you kind of pick up here?
I think at the start, I think you introduced Mijinu as the lead, and I think we're co-leads.
Yeah.
So I think that.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Something that. Okay.
Yeah, so you could say Joe is my partner. Okay.
So, however that is said, but I like what you said, and I would like to hear this. I think we said this is being recorded, and I think that we need to re-listen to the recording of what you said and write down some notes, because I think you clearly having excitement in our voice, clearly articulating that we know exactly what we're doing, and we've been doing this with high net worth clients for a long period of time, and that you need us because we're good at what we do, the best at what we do. I think putting that out there and making them understand it without saying that is the objective. Yes. So excitement and taking. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to hang up my phone.
Okay. Hi.
All right. So I'm back. Gee whiz. This is excruciating. Okay. So now, let's go to Mijinu. What did you pick up, Mijinu?
Well, it's really interesting because, I mean, first thing I picked up, of course, the same as Joe. I was like, no, we're partners. But, when I had the call from our clients now, Guy Cote, who I know from playing golf with he and his partner at the club. When he called me, he had emailed me and then I called him back, and he was asking my advice on interviewing a financial planner.
Okay.
And I knew there was a possibility that he wouldn't want to work with me because of the social relationship.
Right.
And so I went right into why he should consider my team. And what you said is basically what I said to him, and it came off very naturally because it is what we do.
Definitely.
And they're now clients.
Okay.
But so you're just reminding me that a lot of this has to come from just really what we believe and why we did what we did here in forming the team. And I thank you for reminding me, because I have to say he and Nadine as well, I'm talking to my team, they know who I'm referring
right.
to. When I spoke with them both the first time, the first thing I talked about is, like you said, going through our process with the 12 calls and, you know, the supernova, just selling the supernova and
right.
selling the team without ever using that phrase, because that would be weird. And then saying we have a whole team to accomplish this
right.
process. And so thank you for reminding me of that, because it really, I mean, we've proven that works as a great introduction for me to be able to introduce Joe and Amir and the rest of the team to these people. And then we go into our.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. You all have all this expertise, and you know you're confident in what you do, and all you need to do is play it up, you
mm-hmm.
know, give them some enthusiasm about what you do. So I'm gonna cover this again, but very, very briefly. But I want to go to the other two. Nicole, what did you kind of pick up?
Okay, so I picked up, and what I thought you really did a good job of with us was to create our flowing dialogue, because
yes.
we've been working on this individually, and to have it come together and put us together as the team with the introductions and, you know, giving support to each one stuck out to me a lot.
Right.
And especially now having Denora and I part of that, of like how we speak about ourselves, since we haven't introduced ourselves to clients like that yet. So that stuck out. And then also what you said about tying ourselves into the concierge practice. Like, I know for me, I want to go back and take a look at how I can edit mine and incorporate the concierge practice.
Now, what did we say your title was, Nicole, since we did this delegated duties and responsibilities? What did we
Well, that's what I'm not sure of. This time I called myself the Director of Client Services.
Okay.
But I think I was also Director of Branding in the past, so...
Okay.
And when we were kicked off the phone, we were speaking about that. I just put mine in as a placeholder and...
Yeah. And so, okay. So you say, look, I'm Director of Branding. Let me tell you what that means for our team and tie it into the concierge practice. So let me hear it again, Nicole. I am Director... You go ahead. Give me your
mask, spiel. Mask.
Okay. My name is Nicole Gottwals, and my role on this team is Director of Branding. Let me tell you what that means. The first thing I contact client services and communications and coordinate with our team to answer and address any and all questions in a timely manner. If you're ever unsure who to contact, feel free to reach out to me first. Our lines of communication are always open. I'm also in charge of meeting scheduling, account updates, introducing clients to our online services, and more.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Now, let's kind of go through the thumbnail sketch of this. So the first is, when I say lead, somebody has got to take the lead. So if it's a prospect that Mijanu brought in, then she takes the lead. You might do it that way. If it's somebody that Joe brought in, then Joe, you take the lead. So everybody's going to have to know that script. Or you can decide that Mijanu is going to do it all the time in terms of the lead and introduce everybody. It can go either way.
I think we've done it. I think we've done it, like you said, based on where the relationship is originating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
That works.
Okay. And if that works, fantastic. So the only thing that I want you to tighten up a little bit is, and you said that you did it on a most recent client experience, Mijanu, is to talk about what separates you from the rest of the folks that are out there in this world. What makes your team unique to deliver this value? See? And so, you know, it's going to be something like, you know, Curtis, we're so pleased that you could join us today. And I know one of the things that's coming to your mind is why there's so many people here in the room, and they all have a specific purpose, and I'm going to let them articulate to you exactly what they do. But I am one of the key relationship managers on the team, along with my partner, Joe Friedman, and Joe's going to tell you and articulate what he does. But on the team, I'm involved in portfolio management and making sure that each client has a financial plan and that articulates their goals and where they are headed, whatever your spiel is going to be. And now what I want to do is I want to introduce you to my partner, Joe Friedman. Then Joe goes in and explains and articulates what he does and ties that value, you know, as Mijanu told you, you know, we have a concierge practice that we're very, very proud of. And what that really means is, you know, if Mijanu didn't articulate it, you explain 12-4-2. But as I take out the sliver of my role relationship, I focus on the fixed income and the equity transactions that might occur on the team, whatever your role is. And you're going to articulate that. And again, we meet with our clients once a month, and we conduct 4 reviews. Okay. So then you, Mijanu or Joe, you're going to then toss the ball over to Amir. Now I want this to be like I wrote in my book, the trauma, a chapter on trauma surgery teams. I interviewed the head of trauma surgery at the University of California, San Francisco. And when I interviewed him for the book, he said, look, I come in on my white horse. I'm trying to save somebody's life. Okay. And in your case, you're going to take care of these people. And if you're together, they've got it down to a science where they just do their head like that, you know. And what that means is it's time for the anesthesiologist to do what they do, or goes over to that. And it's time for that well, you know, rehearsed person to do an x-ray. It's time for the cutting to begin, and the nurse is going to do the suction. You know, everyone has a defined role in this surgery and operation. So, if you do it that way, then Amir, you know, introduces himself. He says, look, it's such a pleasure to be with you here today, you know, Mr. Brown. I want to explain what I do in the area of financial planning for my clients. You know, we look at such issues that you may be facing, whether they be tax minimization strategies. We look at gifting strategies for children, you know, any number of topics that are incidental to making your life easy. And if these things haven't been done, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of you. Okay. So I want you to get a little technical, but a little friendly in your dialogue. Okay. You know, let them know, hey, we're going to take care of you. Okay. All right. And, so did you want to do one more run, or do you think you got it? Questions. I know think role playing is tough, but
you know. I think the ball set is available on tape, right? We're taping this? Is that what she said?
Recording, yes.
Recording this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're gonna play it back, and we're gonna run through it over the next couple of days.
Yeah, so what we do, Curtis, I think you froze again. I think we lost them again.
Or he's playing tricks on us.
must be those big waves are coming up the back there and hitting his house.
Well, I mean, I think that we should watch this, you know, on our own, and then during our our next week meeting. Apparently, Amir, you're the host now, by the way. During the next week meeting, we should do it again. Mm-hmm. Together.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. With masks. Standing up.
Yes, Joe.
Good. All right. We got
All right. Good?
We're good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.